When a health issue comes up, it can really blow you off track. And if you're anything like me, if you've generally been fortunate enough to have had good health through most of your life, when something like this comes along, it really can take you by surprise. So hi there everyone. Today's episode is all going to be about health. Now, you know, the podcast Brave, Bold, Brilliant, we cover so many different topics. So whether you're watching this on YouTube, you're listening to it on the podcast, or maybe you're watching this on social media, you know, we cover a huge amount of topics, but it's nearly always around high performance growth, business focus, mindset, etc. And I don't often talk about health, actually, but this episode is one that's very close to my heart, because when a health issue comes up, it can really blow you off track. And if you're anything like me, if you've generally been fortunate enough to have had good health through most of your life, when something like this comes along, it really can take you by surprise, actually. So I wanted to do this episode because you might be going through maybe some health issues right now. You might be facing a pretty scary health situation, which is a life or death scenario. Or it just might be that, you know, you've got some surgery coming up, or that you're getting a few aches and pains that you never had before. So, you know, there's a whole spectrum, isn't there, in relation to health and good health. So I'm going to try and cover off really this from a personal perspective, because I have just very recently, well, last week actually, had knee surgery. And, you know, whilst I consider myself incredibly fortunate, and I'm very aware that there are plenty more people that are facing far, far, far bigger health issues than I am, it does make you think about things. It does make you, you know, realize that life is short. And I don't want to be all morbid or doom and gloom, but I think it is important that when we're facing these challenges, that we can talk openly about them. So today's episode, as I say, is all going to be about health. What do you do when you have a health issue that blows you off track, and how do you prepare for it? How do you navigate through that at the time? And what are some of the things that that might prompt you to think about, which maybe you hadn't thought about in the past? So grab a pen and paper. As I say, this one is very much from the heart. You know, I'm a what you see is what you get kind of person. For you, for those of you that know me or have been following the podcast for a long time or watching me on social media or YouTube, you know, I'm all about sharing very real stuff, not fluffing things up that aren't really a honest perspective. So, as I say, I've just had knee surgery on my right knee. Now, I actually did have knee surgery, the same thing, on my left knee about 2.5 years ago. So, you know, I'm 51 now. And whilst, as I say, it's not life-threatening, it certainly really kind of got me down, I would say, and been on my mind for quite a while. So I just want to share with you really some of the things that have helped me in the run-up to having the surgery, some of the things which are quite obvious that you should be doing during any kind of rehabilitation, or just immediately after having had a procedure. And then also some of the bigger questions and things that have popped into my mind through this process. So as I say, regardless of what situation you find yourself in, hopefully some of this will resonate and be useful for you. So as I say, this is my second knee operation. I feel very fortunate to have had the best care, the best medical attention and care possible, and great people around me. So, but in advance of, you know, having the surgery, I've been in a lot of pain for many, many months. And ideally, I would have had the surgery quite a few months ago. But because I had made some business commitments that meant I was in Indonesia and in Cape Verde for 7 weeks, my surgeon wasn't happy to operate on me when I then had a 16-hour flight and in reality a 20-plus hour kind of journey each side of that. So I had to put it back, which has meant I've been in pain a lot longer in the run-up to this than ideally I would have been. However, let's go through some of these things. So some of the things that I did before the surgery, which sort of helped me really, was, I guess, knowing that I was going in for surgery helped me prepare from a health perspective a little bit more in advance. So, you know, I'm one of those people that I like to train every day, if not every day, 5 times a week. So I'm active, I'm always on the go, and my physical well-being, my physical health is very much connected to my mental well-being as well. So in the run-up to the operation, I was very restricted on certain things that I could and couldn't do. So whereas before I would be running, I'd be doing a lot of cardio in the gym, etc. You know, even walking, you know, where we are here along the coastal path has been impossible for me. So, but instead of thinking how much I couldn't do, I had to reframe that and see it as an opportunity to strengthen other parts of my body. So I was still very much going in the gym, doing upper body, getting my cardio up using, you know, the sort of the bands, etc., and doing different things which didn't damage further my knee while I was waiting for this preparation for the surgery. So if you've got some health things going on, you know that you're going to have some treatment, you know, what can you do in the meantime to put yourself in the best shape possible from a health and fitness point of view? So that's one thing. Secondly, when I knew I had an issue, it's important to find the right specialist and to do your due diligence. You know, if you're going to go under the knife or you're going to have any kind of procedure, whatever that may be, invasive or non-invasive, you want to make sure you've got the best person possible. So, you know, certainly doing the due diligence. I've had an incredible surgeon, Mr. Neil Jain, who's operated on my right knee, also operated on my left knee. Now, he is based in Manchester. We're based down in South Wales. But you know what? For me, it was so important to have the right surgeon that I was prepared to travel in order for that to be the case. So think about, who do you want operating on you or dealing with your health issue? Make sure you're getting the best that you can. Equally for me, physio is very important. So Dan Richards, also at the Wilmslow Hospital, has been an absolute star. Because when you're having surgery, it's pretty much 50-50 about the actual surgery itself, but then the physio and the rehab after. So important. So find the right specialist for you. The third one, is there any equipment that you might need actually once you've had the surgery? So, you know, it might be, for example, I've just bought a Game Ready ice machine because the swelling in my knee, and I've got my legs up now, they need to be elevated above my heart rate in as much as possible, which I'm doing throughout the day. But, you know, having a compression ice machine is really important to get the swelling down. So I actually got that in place. Is there anything that you need to get in place before you even go in for any of these health things? You know, and then I would say, have a look at your diary, have a look at your commitments that you've got business-wise, and try and clear the decks as much as possible so that you take the stress away. Because once you are incapacitated, even if that's just for a couple of days or a week or a month or longer in a lot of people's cases, if you've managed to sort of get your affairs in order, if you like, in terms of work commitments, deadlines, and done as much as you can in advance to clear the deck so that you can then focus on your rehabilitation and take some of that stress away. That has been really helpful for me. Other things, getting your team lined up so they know that to not expect you in the business or in work for a period of time. You know, if you're fortunate enough like me to be able to run my multiple businesses from my home, which I am able to do, it's really useful to have the team all lined up so they know exactly where they need to step in, take the heavy lifting away, and ultimately just reorganize ourselves so that we're well established. And then I think before you actually have the procedure, getting your head in the right place is important, you know, because you want to be going into it with as much of a positive mindset as you possibly can. So rather than thinking about, oh my God, I'm dreading the surgery, I'm dreading X, Y, Z, think of it as the start of the journey to getting better. So certainly working on my mind has been an important thing. So then actually during this period, and this is what I'm in now, so I had surgery just over a week ago, you know, follow the expert's advice, right? They do their thing in the way they do their thing because they're great at it. So don't think you all of a sudden become Dr. Google and you know better. Inform yourself, absolutely, you know, equip yourself with knowledge. But please, please, please follow the expert's advice. And, you know, I'm not great at being told what to do. So this is something that I struggle with massively. Ask people around me and they will tell you that I'm quite stubborn and I get I get quite fixed opinions on things. So I'm having to advise myself and constantly tell myself this, but follow the expert's advice. You know, then for me, in the situation I'm in, it's really around pain control, reducing the swelling, and doing the exercises with the physio, not doing too much too soon. And again, for me, that is very, very difficult because I always want to be doing, I want to be moving forward. It's in my nature to do that. So I'm having to really work really hard on my patience. It is not a quality that I possess in abundance, but I'm telling myself I am a patient person. It's in the process, you know, and the first 2 weeks after surgery or any intervention is absolutely critical. And actually you do yourself more damage by trying to do too much too soon rather than actually taking it easy at the beginning. So definitely patience is a virtue, which I am working very hard at developing. Then, of course, things like nutrition, you know, water, you drink enough water, you're getting enough sleep alongside all those things, because, you know, your body's gone through trauma, right? Whatever it is, has gone through trauma. So to try and put yourself in the best shape possible physically, even though you're very restricted, you may be very restricted, has been important. You know, and then a lot of this around kind of reframing the situation has been important to me. You know, rather than sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, you know, there's a saying, isn't there? You can either sit on the pity potty or you can pull yourself up. So rather than saying, oh, woe is me, I've had my surgery, I can't go out, I'm really restricted, rather than thinking all the negative things, I've worked very hard at reframing this and saying, isn't this brilliant? I've had surgery, I'm now on the road to recovery. I can use this time to do different things. So rather than thinking about the negatives of all the things that I can't do, I'm actually saying, well, no, this is fantastic because I'm able now to clear the decks with other things. You know, obviously I'm immobile to a certain degree, but I can still get on my laptop when I'm feeling well enough. I can still, you know, work on things, that projects that have been on my mind for a long time. Not too soon, again, really take the pressure off yourself, but use it as an opportunity. Friends and family have been an absolute, you know, gift, really. And in particular, my partner, Chris, he is my absolute rock. He's an amazing person, human being, very kind, very considerate, quite tough at times. But his nursing skills have been put to the test for sure. I am not the best patient, but I am trying very hard to be a better one. But now having the right people around you, and isn't that true in life? You know, there are sometimes people that surprise you, that think would maybe step up, that don't, but that's okay. You know, that's okay. Focus on the good people that you have in your life and those people that are there to support and show up for you when you really need them. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful to have some incredible, you know, friends and lovely messages. So anyone that sent me messages on social media or in person, or beautiful plants showing up or flowers from friends, has really, really made me feel very grateful for those relationships. So I don't take you for granted. Thank you so much. The other thing I would say is around, you know, taking this time to invest in me. So if you're going through something similar, you know, maybe it's a health issue, etc., and you're not able to do what you used to do, and you've got to be sitting quiet for a lot of time, you know, use that as a time to reflect, maybe do some meditation, think about what you want. You know, take it as almost for enforced rest and recuperation, not just for the health issue that you're dealing with right now, but in general, for yourself and your body. You know, be kind to yourself. Don't be so tough on yourself, you know, and that's something that's been really important for me. And then during this whole period, I think, you know, because in particular, I can't leave the house for 2 weeks, I'm very immobile, got to keep my leg up, icing, you know, sort of, 6 times a day using the ice machine, doing the physio, etc. So quite restricted, but nonetheless, actually it's a real opportunity for me to stimulate my brain in another way. So I have lined up a whole bunch of books that I, you know, I'm going to read and learn and develop myself and do some research on things that have kind of been coming, you know, that I wanted to do for a long time. So really taking that opportunity to have that mental stimulation. So those are just some thoughts in terms of if you're having some health issues or you're facing maybe, you know, a surgery or maybe you've got something more serious going on. I feel very thankful that I haven't, but you know, if you're facing cancer or heart disease or some of the big, the really big challenging things, you know, I applaud you really. And I applaud your bravery and actually, you know, I feel very grateful that I'm not in that situation right now, but nonetheless, it makes you think, right? So I'm hoping this is helpful for any of you that might be about to go into something like this, or maybe you're in the middle of a similar situation. So, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, please do subscribe. It's great to be able to be connected. On social media, you'll find me under Jeanette Linfoot. So please, let's get connected if we're not already connected. And on Brave, Bold, Brilliant, the podcast, which is already in the top 1.5% of all podcasts in the world, please do subscribe. And I would love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review, because that absolutely makes a world of difference and really does help me reach more people. We're already listened to in 120 countries, but please hit that subscribe button. It makes a huge difference. So thank you for doing that. So then, just moving on, the last part really that I wanted to cover through this phase is around almost what are some of the long-term things that have been popping into my mind while I've been in this scenario. So as I say, if you're not able to be out and about doing what you normally would do and you're not feeling well enough in yourself, or maybe you're just having to spend a lot of time in bed or on your own, or you know, with time around you really and space around you in silence, some of the things that's really sprung to my mind is just how important health is. And when I was younger, I in all honesty, I took it for granted. I didn't pay attention in the way that I should have done when I was younger. And I get that. That's probably 95% of the population. But, you know, seriously, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. You know, you can have all the successful businesses in the world, you can have all the money that you want, be surrounded by amazing, you know, material things which do give you joy for a period of time. But if you're not healthy, how are you able to enjoy those things? So I think for me, this has really pushed health far, far, far higher, right at the top of my agenda going forward. So much more conscious about the choices that I'm making, about the lifestyle that, you know, that I want for myself, for Chris, and for those loved ones around me. So definitely, definitely focused on health as a priority. I think the other thing that's really made me dig deep is, what's it all about? You know, what's your purpose? What are you here for? What legacy do you want to leave for your kids? You know, I think when you have some health things, and if you're struggling with, you know, a really major illness, or it might be a terminal illness, you know, it does make you think about these things. So, you know, I think get super clear on what you want. Take this time to really, really look at your life. You know, are you living the life that you want? Are you spending time with the people that you want? You know, are you the kind of person that you want to be? You know, because these kind of things we often don't have time to think about. We spend too much time running all of our lives. So get super clear on your life purpose. And then within that, of course, you know, there may be your business purpose, your professional purpose, your charitable purpose, whatever it might be. What's your reason why? If that is super clear, then you can really focus on it. And I believe there's a formula for success, you know, and that formula for success is belief. First and foremost, it's an inside job. You've got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, how can anyone else believe in you? The second one is purpose, being super clear on what you want. What's your reason why? And then the third element is taking massive action. Right? Take massive action. If you don't succeed, try again, try another way. Be creative, don't get knocked back. And when you have those three, belief plus purpose plus action, that's when you're going to get results. So, you know, whilst you have this time to think, really get clear. We only have one life. I am so, so aware now how precious time is. You know, we're flippant about it when we're young. And I don't want you to think I'm all of a sudden become this kind of, you know, deep and meaningful person, but it has definitely given me food for thought during this time. So, you know, time with loved ones, time in the moment. I've really appreciated some of the small things. You know, when you're incapacitated, you appreciate, you know, being able to go to the loo. I know, who would have thought that? Or, you know, sitting out watching, you know, the rain come down, watching nature, listening to the birds, all these little things. But, you know, time is so precious. And if we're always chasing the next big thing, and then when we get there, we want the next big thing after that, then we're never going to be happy. You know, so really appreciate the times that you have and the joy in the moment. And the last point I would say is it's made me very aware, you know, we only have one life. You know, so this is something relatively minor for, you know, in the health spectrum, shall we say, that I'm dealing with right now. But nonetheless, it's made me think. So I just wanted to share some of those thoughts. It might help you with if you're facing some health issues or some challenges right now, or maybe you're just feeling a little bit, I don't know, a little bit lost and you want to think about these things in general. So, you know, I'm a big believer that it is by being brave and, you know, really challenging ourselves and being bold, taking the action, making the impact. And the brilliant is the end result. And the brilliant is the journey, the people you meet along the way. And most importantly, the person that you become as well. So whatever you're doing today, I really hope that you will have a fabulous day. And just remember, take care of yourself. There are no limits apart from the physical ones that you might have to deal with in the short term until you get better. But really, no limits in your mind, right? There are no limits. So just go for it and appreciate all those little things and really get clear on what you want for yourself. But put yourself in the best physical and mental shape in order to do that. So take care. Have an amazing day. Bye now. I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.